I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The world's first national stem cell bank is now open for business. It's located in Britain, 12 miles north of London. Among the human stem cells deposited in this new bank are two new embryonic stem cell lines, which are potentially more useful than adult stem cell lines. The U.S. government forbids the collection of embryonic stem cells in this country, but British scientists are using them for research. And now many members of Congress are asking President Bush to change U.S. policy. Joining us to talk about these developments is Ira Flatow. He's host of NPR's Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, welcome back. This stem cell bank opened, what, yesterday in Britain? Why is that, and why there?
Well, the stem cell bank is a place where stem cells, as you say, both from embryos and from adult stem cell lines, can be collected, analyzed, and distributed to researchers around the world. And the reason it's opened in Great Britain and England is because President Bush, back in 2001, almost 3 years ago, limited the number of lines that could be used for research. He said that basically froze the limit at 9 p.m. when he made a speech back then, said from this day on, the U.S. government is not going to allow any new stem cell lines to be used. And so scientists from around the world have been, you know, looking for other stem cell lines because these stem cell lines that exist now for use by the United States are pretty shoddy. Maybe only a dozen of them are useful. So other countries like Great Britain have been moving forward. England now sees this opportunity as moving ahead.
There is a growing call in Congress for President Bush to change his thinking about embryonic stem cells, isn't there?
There certainly is. You know, this has really been an interesting political debate to watch because it involves politics, morals, ethics. Usually the stem cell debate for embryonic stem cells falls along generally along the same lines that for the pro and against abortion debate. You have the same people on both sides. But there are interesting exceptions. For example, as far back as the early 80s, Orrin Hatch, a conservative Republican, came out in favor of stem cell research, saying, I don't think a frozen embryo sitting in a petri dish somewhere constitutes human life. And then a couple of weeks ago, Nancy Reagan, certainly possessing some of the greatest conservative credentials, waded into liberal Hollywood and made a speech saying that she believed embryonic stem cells should be used for research. Everyone, of course, thinking about her husband who has Alzheimer's disease and the implications that perhaps embryonic stem cells could cure that disease someday if it were allowed to go forward. But we now have conservative members of Congress also speaking up, and there are now over 206 members of Congress who have signed a letter asking the president to go ahead, please, and make more stem cells available.
That's a lot of members of Congress, Ira, but is it enough to get this done?
Well, you know, the supporters of the letter, they've been saying that they think they can round up enough votes to pass a law, if need be, to expand embryonic stem cell research. They say it would only take, well, another 12 votes or so in Congress, and conservative members like California Republican Randy Cunningham, they're kind of changing their minds. So this may be heading for a vote in Congress.
And a showdown with the president?
Well, you know, I think they're hoping that it won't come to that. I think these members of Congress, certainly this being a political year, that the president may see this groundswell of support for change, and he might just alter his executive order. But we'll have to wait and see.
NPR's Ira Flatow from Science Friday and Day to Day on Thursdays. Ira, thanks for joining us again.
You're welcome.